Like, that's the ultimate fear. At least for me, I've realized that, like, one of my number one fears is that I'm gonna build all of it, right? I'm starting to get, like, a little bit emotional, but, like, that I'm gonna fix all the holes, so to speak, and then it's just gonna, they're just gonna, like, burst, and then it's all gonna go away, and then I'll look back and realize that all the time, effort, energy, money, resources, all of the things I invested into building that thing would just have been for nothing. Hear this and know that they're not alone on this journey. So obviously we all know why we start building our own businesses, right? And it's for freedom most of the time. And once you get a glimpse of it or a feel for it, you get hooked, and that little taste is enough for you to set out on this incredible wild journey of entrepreneurship. And what's interesting is that taste can be like toxic. It can be so toxic that it has you so fixated and obsessed with this thing, this concept, this belief, right? You become obsessed with this thing that you're building, and it's all consuming at times. Like you just know what you're building, and you're so in the knowingness of what you're building and what it is going to become that other things can take the back seat. For example, you might be hanging out with your family or on this epic trip or on a hike, and you might be physically present. Like, mentally, you're not. You're sitting there trying to piece together, what is this thing that I need to figure out? What is the move that I need to play next? How do I play this game and ultimately win? Like, it's almost like you can drive yourself mad trying to figure out, like, this gigantic puzzle, and you're looking for this last piece, and then you think you found it, right? And you try to put the piece into the puzzle, and then it doesn't fit, and it wasn't the piece you were looking for. So you get, when you think it's the right piece, you get all excited, right? You might tell people in your life that, like, oh my gosh, this is it, this is the thing, like, this is the thing that we've been waiting for, and then it wasn't. So it's like one day you're at your ultimate high and it feels like you've just, like, gotten to the top of this mountain. It's so beautiful. You're so excited. And then the very next day, if not later that same day, it feels like you just got shoved off that mountaintop. And then you feel like you're back at the bottom and you're in this ultimate state of confusion again. Like, what was I doing? What was I thinking? How did I think that would be the best idea? And then you start questioning yourself. Like, it is enough to drive a person mad. And then add days, add months, add years on top of this. And it feels like at times you're treading water. But then what happens, this is so interesting, is that then you'll have a day where you have a breakthrough. It'll feel good. It's like an adrenaline hit. Or maybe you sign some new clients. And you're like, oh my gosh, I just made 20 grand today. And it's like, awesome. But then you could go in a slump where then you don't make cash for days or weeks or months. Heck, I remember when I didn't make a sale for months, right? But then you have another win, and it's like enough to keep you hooked. It's wild. It's almost like this wild adrenaline highs and lows. But if I'm being honest, it's fucking exhausting. But I'm so hooked to it. I'm so in love with the parts that are beautiful, like the fact that entrepreneurship is such a beautiful direct reflection of your own personal growth and development, and it's one of the best ways to work on yourself and your mindset. But it is exhausting, and to be honest, God, I don't even know if I'm ever gonna post this episode. I don't even know if I'm gonna post this, but I am fucking tired. I am so tired, and I feel like I've been investing not just so much money, yes, oh, so much money, so much money, but more than that, so much time away from my life and the things that I love so much, just to try to figure it out, to try to to try to figure out how to always hit the next level. And it has me wondering, like, I'm sitting here today and I'm like, when will it ever be enough? Because this entrepreneurship, like, roller coaster has you always, always wanting to hit this next level. But what if we realized that, like, this thing we're building, it matters, yes, but, like, it really doesn't. It really doesn't, because what ultimately matters is that you are doing something that feels good for you, and it lights you up, and it's in alignment. And when that thing gets too consuming, when it's too all-consuming for you, is it worth it? Like, I'm really, really starting to, just realize that it is, like, almost like an addiction. And it is truly for the 1% crazy. But one thing I'm really connecting with right now is, like, the importance of remembering to reconnect to your vision. I think it's way too easy in the world that we live in, when there's so many coaches and consultants and training programs that you could be a part of. I think it's so easy to go and try to plug into somebody else's blueprint. And I think this is where this is coming from today. Right, it's so easy to go plug into someone else's blueprint and have them tell you how to run your business and how much time you should be investing in it and how hungry you should be to want to hit X amount of money per month. And what that's been doing for me is it's had me showing up in a way that's not entirely authentic to this business and this life that I've been creating. It hasn't felt authentic to me, right? Like, my podcast has been so inconsistent lately. So inconsistent because I've been putting so much time, energy, and effort, like, into things on the back end that have just been just pulling so much of my energy away from what I ultimately started this for, right? And what I'm feeling called to do more of. And so it's interesting that if we're not careful, we can allow someone else's blueprint to overpower ours. Right? And what's interesting is when you join a program or you find a coach, like, it's really important to find somebody with the results and the lifestyle that you want. And I did that, right? I've done that time and time again. But the interesting part is a lot of times what it took to get them there, like, you see them with all these results and the success, but, like, what it took to get them there is so wildly different than probably what you think. And then when you're on that journey, the truth is you're still going to have to do trial and error, even if you have your own coach or mentor, because they are mentally at a different place than you are. This is just the truth, right? Or else we'd already have the results that they have. So, it's really interesting. So one thing that I really, like, if you're feeling this and you're like, oh my God, yeah, entrepreneurship is freaking hard. Like, I've been there, and, like, I'm still on that roller coaster right alongside you. I mean, I even have this signature way that I do things, my signature program, my signature resources, my client results, like, all of those things. And it still is really hard at times and has me question so many things, because I think that's just the way that it is, especially in this online space. At least for me, it still is a whole bunch of wins. And then a whole bunch of days that feel like I wasn't winning. I think something really interesting, like, let's go back to kind of where we started, of freedom. I think, like, every single entrepreneur is like, I want to start this business for freedom. And then, I mean, look around at, like, the entrepreneurs that you're following right now. And the truth is, a majority of them are working, like, 80 hours a week for themselves to avoid working 40 for someone else. Now, that's, like, a quote that's out there, and I don't know who came up with it, but it's true. It's true. And you have someone who's fighting to get a client so they can basically break even each month, and maybe doesn't even have enough to pay their bills. And they're fighting like hell to get this one or two or three clients. I mean, and then still not making enough money to really be profitable. But they're, like, killing themselves to figure out how to market themselves, how to build an irresistible offer and a product, and build up a tribe of people who are actually looking to buy from them in a space where everyone is trying to sell something to someone else. Like, think about that. Now, I'm not trying to detour you from entrepreneurship. Like, if you're listening to this and you're not an entrepreneur and you've been thinking about it, this is not an episode to detour you from it. This is an episode of somebody who's telling you the real shit. Like, this is not all glamorous. It's fucking exhausting. Like, no matter what level you're at, there are days where it's exhausting. And it's like, no matter what, like, you've got to hold your vision. You've got to hold your vision for your life, and you've got to hold your vision for your business of what you are building. And no matter who tries to steer you off that path or out of that vision, if something doesn't feel in alignment with you, you've got to change it. You've got to change it. Like, you are in control. Like, right now, if you're looking at your schedule, and this is something that I've implemented quite recently, if you're looking at your schedule and you're like, gosh, I'm working like a 9-to-5 right now. Why am I doing that? Like, I started this business so that I could have freedom to go do things, but now I don't feel like I can go do things because I have to be working, because I need money and because I need clients. Therefore, I'm just going to keep working. Like that is, and I get it, right? It's like a chicken before the egg situation where it's like, I've got to work more so that eventually I can have freedom. But like, what if you needed the freedom now in order to experience the results and the transformation that you're looking for? Which is interesting. Look, and I've been there. I've been working in my business before where it's like 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, 9-to-5, 9-to-9. Like, I've done that and it sucks. And I don't think it's until you wake up and realize how much time you spent, whether it's behind the computer screen or out in the field, like going and knocking on doors. And look, I love myself some Grand Cardone 10X energy. I totally eat that shit up, but not when that's not the life you want to be living. And there's a way to have 10X level Grant Cardone style energy and not be working that much. And I think what needs to happen, like, I think this entrepreneurship topic is so glamorized. And I just see people left and right online, like converting as like an online coach or shifting, quitting their job and like going all in on entrepreneurship. And I love that in a way, but then in a way I don't, because like, I think it's very special and unique to also work for someone within your zone of impact, doing what you love, helping them build their thing so they can deal with all the shit that's harder. Like the managing the team, growing the business, marketing the business, and focusing on the business, on business high level tasks. And then you are a piece of that business doing what it is that you love. There is nothing wrong with that. And in fact, sometimes I actually recommend this to people who I speak with, who they're thinking about venturing into entrepreneurship, or maybe they've been fighting that battle for a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever, and they feel like they're treading water as an entrepreneur and they've tried other things and it's not working. Sometimes it does make sense to go and get a job that supports the level of freedom that you want. Right? So like, maybe you could still travel and have freedom to do the things that you enjoy, and you're still making a good amount of money doing that thing. Like, sometimes that makes more sense versus trying to like build out this entire empire for yourself. Like, sometimes that makes sense, and that's okay. Like, I also think it's not shared enough that like, it's okay to not want to build your own huge fucking empire. And who knows, like maybe with the level of freedom and the level of abundance that you feel because you realize you have more than enough with everything that you already have, you will start to build that empire just because it's a direct reflection of like who you're becoming, right? Think about that. It's really interesting. So if you feel like one of those people who just, you feel like you can't really shut it off, right? Like, you're out trying to live your life and you're trying to strategize all the time, or you're trying to work all the time, or trying to piece things together all the time. I've totally been there. But I think what's really needed, and granted, don't take this too far. Don't take this too far. Take it for what it's meant to be. But like, I think there needs to be some pressure removed of trying to move too quickly and trying to make it something that it was never meant to be, right? Like, if you're building up your business and you're at a certain level, don't rush so much to try to like level up that you miss where you are, because where you are is perfect. And what's interesting is like, sometimes I'll get this feeling in my chest, and gosh, I have to admit, like when I feel it, it feels kind of yucky. It feels kind of like this impatience or this super it's like super uncomfortable. Like it makes me feel like a little bit sick. And it's like, Like I feel like I should be somewhere that I'm not. And it's that feeling right there. It actually happened within the past couple of weeks. And I realized, like, I was trying to feel it when it was happening. I was trying to really feel what it was. And I was like, this could be viewed that way, of course. It could be felt as super uncomfortable and like I should be further. But then the other side of me really let myself feel it again. And I realized that the same exact feeling, if you put a different word to it, it's actually excitement, which is interesting. So that excitement, which that changes the entire energy of it, right? It makes it feel like something that's like, ooh, this is what we're building. This is what we're doing. This is awesome. I love it. I'm thankful for the progress. I'm thankful and grateful for how far we've come. And I see where we're going. I'm excited by that. But I'm also excited to be in it right now. Because being in it, exactly where we are today, is really beautiful. And the highs are great, but so are the lows, because they're a part of this experience. So what was interesting was that shift. That shift was, no, this is excitement. It doesn't need to feel uncomfortable or it doesn't need to feel bad, like you're trying to get somewhere too fast. So like, try to harness this feeling of, and maybe it's frustration for you, right? Like frustration, like you're trying a bunch of different things and nothing seems to be working at the level at which it should. Or maybe you're getting a lot of success and a lot of results in specific areas, right? That feels really good too. But then maybe there's like if we have an entire, let's just say funnel or not funnel, like an entire workflow, so to speak. It's almost like specific pieces of your workflow work extraordinarily well, like really well. And then maybe there's one piece that's just not working. Don't allow that to frustrate you as much. Like try to look at the pieces that are working and be excited about that, right? Like try to feel the momentum and feel the journey with the things that are working versus always focusing on the things that you need to fix. And that's been one of the things that I've struggled with so much, is I'm always looking for the next like hole to fill in my bucket. You may have heard me talk about that before. I talk about like a leaky bucket and how I'm always looking for, okay, cool, like what's the next like hole that we need to patch so that the bucket can continue to fill up more and more. But sometimes if you're not careful as an entrepreneur, you're looking for so many holes and you're filling so many holes that in your leaky bucket is like filling up with more and more water, but you don't notice the water filling up because you're so focused on the holes. And I think that's where so much of the confusion and the questioning and the uncomfortableness comes from. Because when you're constantly looking at holes and you feel like you're constantly losing water, like that's when it's exhausting. That's when you're almost on the defense, right? And I just picture, like right now I'm picturing in my head, like there's a massive bucket, like it's freaking huge, like it's the size of like a football stadium. And you are this like tiny little human, and this bucket is just leaking from like a bunch of different places, and you're just running around like crazy, and you're so tiny and like in the scheme of like how big this bucket is, and you're trying to like patch it up with like your whole with like your whole hand and like your other hand and your feet and your mouth. And then before you know it, you're so busy and all consumed by trying to plug these holes and truly not making progress because the water is just coming out different holes, and you're just like, that's the only thing you can do is just stand there and hold the holes, just hoping that they don't explode, just hoping that they don't let all of the water go from everything that you've built. And I think that's where the worry comes from. Like that's the ultimate fear. At least for me, I've realized that like one of my number one fears is that I'm gonna build all of it, right? I'm starting to get like a little bit emotional, but like that I'm gonna fix all the holes, so to speak, and then they're just gonna like burst, and then it's all gonna go away. And then I'll look back and realize that all the time, effort, energy, money, resources, all of the things I invested into building that thing would just have been for nothing. Like, that's the fear. That's the fear. But the truth is, and this is where you remain hooked, it's like, it's not true though. It's not true. Because at the end of the day, you changed. You became the version that was capable of building that thing. Like, this is why it's such a beautiful, fucked up thing. Because you now built it. So no one can take that away from you. The bucket does not exist. And when you realize the bucket doesn't exist, there's really no holes to patch. Then you realize that it's all about becoming. Like, becoming that version of you that can't be pushed off any mountain. Because you already are the type of person who's fully abundant. Like, think about the amount of trust that goes into that. I think at the core of it, entrepreneurship is such a deep, embodied level of trust in yourself, in the universe, God, source, whatever you believe in, but also in the journey and in the specific vehicle that you are creating to drive on that journey. It's trust. It's the knowingness of what you are creating, but it's also the knowingness and the trust that you've done enough. That if you choose to work, say, 2 or 3 hours per day, that you should be able to shut it off after that and go and live your life. Because that is ultimately what you are doing this for. And maybe you want to work more than that. Maybe your hour is 5, maybe it's 8, whatever. But that's going to be your number. And no coach, no program should waver what you deem to be most important to you in your life. This journey, this game of entrepreneurship, should be the vehicle that supports this vision for your life, in your message, in your mission. And it should not be the thing that hinders that. It should not be a ball and chain that shackles you into living a life that doesn't feel like yours. If you are feeling this, please, I want you to reach out to me. I want to have this conversation with you. And I want to see what you're doing to actively feel in greater alignment with entrepreneurship. I know it's a freaking ride. It's crazy. Like, it is the only thing I've ever experienced in life where you can feel like you are at the top of the world one day. And like the very next day, feel like your heart just got like ripped out of you. Like the one thing where you can be on the ocean in the most beautiful place in the world and have tears streaming down your face because of the frustration and the all-consumingness that is having a business. And then feel like you can book this elaborate, beautiful vacation and take like months away overseas just to explore and live this badass life. Like, they're polar opposites. And that's the journey of life too. You're gonna feel the highs and lows. Even if you don't have a business, you're gonna feel this. It's part of being a human. But entrepreneurship has this fucked up way of making you feel it more than like anything else, I feel. At least that's been my reality with it. So I'm curious, and I would love to hear from you. Yeah, I wanna hear from you. So I don't feel like I'm just speaking to myself sitting in a hammock right now, which is great. It's definitely like a form of therapy, but it would be helpful to hear back how you're feeling. And I want to encourage you as well, like, if you're a leader for your tribe and for your community, like, don't be afraid to be vulnerable about the journey and about the hardships and also the times when it's feeling really good. I think that's like me sharing this with you, if this episode ever goes live, which I would like it to. It's like by me sharing things like this that are like the real, the hard, I mean, I feel like it needs to happen more. It needs to happen more versus just showing the beauty and talking about tactics and strategies and bringing on badass entrepreneurs, sharing their stories of becoming. It's like, I truly believe no matter what level you're at, I'm gonna bring it back into this, you're at 7, 8 figures, 6 figures, 0 figures, wherever you are, there's going to be times that feel really great and times that don't. And that's just the truth. And I think it needs to be shared more. So thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I appreciate you. And I hope to hear from you. Find me over on Instagram, Coach with Jamie, or LinkedIn, Jamie Coleman. And I will catch you in the next episode.